Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
I am delighted to introduce you to Catherine Roberts, entrepreneur extraordinaire. We had an insightful conversation about how she started her businesses, Catherine Roberts Yoga for Golfers, and Catherine Roberts Human Performance for Sports. She gives great insights that will help any business owner. And be sure to listen all the way to the end to learn how she's pivoted during COVID-19. Welcome to the podcast, Catherine. I am so delighted for our listeners and the readers of Soar to Success magazine to hear all about you. So thanks so much for being on with me today.
Well, Pat, it's so great to be on with you. We've talked about it for a while, so I'm finally glad we could actually get it done.
Yeah, that is great. So I'd like to just start by you telling a little bit about what you do now and then kind of the why behind it.
Okay, so I have two different companies. My first company is a company called Yoga for Golfers. And what that entails is we provide instruction under the player development departments of the golf world, meaning that we are not a yoga class set up in the gym. Our classes are held in golf facilities, typically on the back of the range or somewhere on the course, and it is coordinated with golf instruction. The reason it's called Yoga for Golfers is because when I first started, the way I got into the business was I had a corporate job.
Okay.
And I was working for a big Fortune 500 company. I was the district manager for the Southwest.
Okay.
And I'm a golfer. Uh-huh. And I was playing golf with a woman who was a 5 handicap. And for the listeners that are not golfers, it means she was really, really good.
Yeah.
I, at the time, was about a 28 handicap, which means I was pretty average to not so great. But however, I grew up in the game and I love playing. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, what does she do that I need to be doing? And she was a yoga instructor. And that's when I took my first yoga class. And this was in 1999.
Wow. Okay.
I fell so in love with the process of yoga, the methodology, the physical, the mental, the breath, all of it, that I decided to quit my corporate job and become a full-time yoga instructor.
And how long was that after you started taking the first class?
Less than a year.
Okay.
Less than a year. Which in hindsight was a pretty dumb move because I had this great salary. I wasn't married. I was living in a gated community in North Scottsdale, tooling around in a 3 Series BMW convertible. And here I am following my passion, making no money. And so what happened was I was teaching traditional yoga at a lot of facilities here in North Scottsdale where most people play golf. What happened to me personally was my handicap dropped from a 28 down to a 16, which very rapidly, which was phenomenal.
Wow.
But my classes were being filled with primarily men who were golfers, who were getting the same benefits that I was getting. They were saying they were able to turn better. They didn't have back pain. You know, their balance was better. Their mental focus was better. And at that moment, I had my aha moment, which was, I'm going to start a company called Yoga for Golfers. And this was in 2000. So realize that was now 20 years ago.
Yeah, wow.
Now, at that time, yoga studios were not on every corner like they are now. Mm-hmm. And you know, some people thought I was crazy. And some people thought, wow, that's a really great idea. And most people said, how the heck are you going to get golfers to do yoga? And this really ties back into your initial question, which is kind of what is the company and why? Mm-hmm. And the way that we present the information is all through the benefits of golf performance. So the language is very different from a traditional yoga class. However, we do infuse a lot of the yoga concepts, such as being present and bringing your mind into one-pointed concentration, which for golfers is just standing over one shot, you know, being in acceptance, which means not worrying about the last shot that maybe was great or maybe wasn't so great, and just being fully present. So my golfers, as I said, were coming back to me and just saying that they were having these tremendous benefits. So fast forward a bit, what I did was I then created a certification program for yoga for golfers, which we now have a level one, which is the foundational program, and level two, which is more complex. And we have certified instructors now in over 40 countries.
Wow. And how many of them are there? Do you know off the top of your head?
Oh, really good question. You know what? I don't know. And that's something I should know as an entrepreneur. I have. I really don't know. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. You know, it's not 1,000, but it's not 50.
Yeah.
So,
right.
But it's very exciting because we're able to bring the benefits of yoga to a demographics of people that frankly would never, ever walk into a yoga studio.
Yeah.
And that was really the guiding principle for why I created that business.
Yeah. And I can so see the benefit of the mindfulness while you're on the course.
Ooh, anybody that plays golf is really around any sports, it's all mental, not all, but it's primarily mental. And especially, and this kind of gives me my segue into my other business, but especially when you are dealing with very high performance athletes, they all have great mechanics and they all do things well. And really the point of separation between the good and the great is the mindset, the mindfulness, is the being able to control your emotions, to being able to control your nervous system. So I was referring to yoga for golfers as the first business. And now the other business is a company called Human Performance for Sports.
Okay. And what's that?
And that is a company that I started based on the 16 years that I've been working in Major League Baseball. So I work for a number of baseball teams here in the Valley in Phoenix. We have, I think, 13 baseball teams here. And so my work is based in yoga and Pilates, because I'm also certified in Pilates. Mm-hmm. It's yoga and Pilates, but it's driven by the biomechanics of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
So similar to the golf business, in that when I'm working with other athletes, and we can just stick to talking about baseball, I will say something like, I just said this morning to a pitcher, the reason that we're doing this progression is because we know that a pitcher, a very efficient, powerful stride of a pitcher is 85% of their height.
Oh, wow.
So therefore, that's why we are doing this series of exercises. So everything is presented to the athlete in the context of the benefit. I found in my career, even in my career in sales, honestly, Pat, is that people need to know the reason why.
Yes, exactly.
And I also have a principle that I go by, which is it's connection before direction. So I need to develop a connection with any one of my athletes, whether they be a 77-year-old man playing golf or a 24-year-old Major League Baseball player or an MMA boxer or an Olympic weightlifter or a runner, whatever it is, I need to establish connection before direction. And I think in my years, even in corporate sales, was a good platform for me now doing this work, because frankly, it's sales.
Yeah, it is. Yes, exactly. And when you were talking, it reminded me of mindfulness too, and how important that is in business and in sales. Because the minute you let yourself get caught up in, I've had so many people tell me no, and now I'm going into my next call, you know, it's the same story, right?
It is. And I think what I found, because in my old corporate job, I sold the products to 23 dealerships. So I had to train salespeople in 23 dealers on my products. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I found as a successful salesperson, whether it's selling, you know, office furniture, which was my old company, to yoga for golfers or human performance for sports and human performance for athletes, is the biggest mistake that people make is they don't know when to stop talking.
That is so, so true.
And so you go in there and you think, I'm going to tell this potential customer every feature and benefit that I have, yet you have yet to find out what they really need.
Right. The connection.
Right. There's not a connection because you haven't asked any questions that enable you to learn more about your client And it might not have anything to do with the actual product that you're selling. It could have to do with I'm talking about a connection as a human being to human being.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've been on the other side of that scenario where people will try to sell me something and they never stop talking. And all I keep thinking about is, when can I get away from this person?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, that's fascinating. So let's talk a little bit about the licensing. And is that, was that a trademark program?
Well, what I did was with Yoga for Golfers and with Human Performance for Sports and Human Performance for Athletes, I do have the trademarks for those. Because I sell digital media, because I have books, because mm-hmm. I have certifications both in person and online for both programs, you have to have different categories of trademarks for each. A trademark for each of those different categories. So I know for an entrepreneur, it can be quite expensive. And those things are typically renewed every few years. Mm-hmm. I'm actually sitting here looking at a letter from my trademark attorney right now with a bill.
Great.
It's actually going to be good for about the next, I think it's the next 5 or 10 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've had situations where I have really had to go to bat to protect my trademark. Very, very serious situations. And it's only happened twice, okay? But I had one scenario which cost me $60,000 in legal fees.
Oh my gosh. Tell us more about that. Was someone trying to use your whole
program?
Yes,
and unfortunately, it was someone that I had been one of my instructors. And I won't go into the gory details about it.
Yeah.
But what I found out was that 6 months prior to me sharing some information with her, she had filed for trademarks for everything that I already had in a different country.
Oh,
and so in that type of scenario, what I found is that absolutely I will go to task to protect my trademark in that kind of scenario and shut that person down, which I successfully did.
Yeah.
However, there also are times where you have to kind of pick your battles.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had situations where people have said, oh, you know, they're teaching a Yoga for Golfers class. Well, I will send them maybe an email. It's not an email from a, you know, from an attorney or something. And I do that for two reasons. One is I'm fully invested in my brand.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I don't want anyone, any consumer to be confused that they're getting the quality of instruction that our global group of instructors have spent time and money and effort and continuing education on.
Yes.
So that they're duped into thinking they're getting something that they're not.
Yes.
And the third reason is I want to protect the people that have gone through my certification.
You need to, yeah.
Right. And I'm very lucky in that they really do all understand that they're out there representing the brand. We tell them, we provide a marketing kit for both of my certifications. We want them to use my logo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want them to use the trademark and, you know, the Yoga for Golfers and the Human Performance for Athletes, because I've put all the time and effort into building the brand, and that's a benefit to them. We want them to be associated with the brand. So when someone is trying to rip us off, essentially, I'll put a stop to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So is your name in the brand?
Well, the trademark, there's two trademarks. One mm-hmm. is Yoga for Golfers, which is just a trademark for that. There's also Catherine Roberts Yoga for Golfers.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with the Human Performance for Sports. And then there's Catherine Roberts Human Performance for Sports. So it's both.
Yeah. And so when someone gets licensed, do they get the opportunity to use your name then? Because that seems like that gives lots of credibility to their program.
100%. Yes,
yeah.
They can, and we want them to.
Mm-hmm.
Because when, let's say, like, I just had somebody that signed up for online certification. She's in the Czech Republic.
Wow.
And she and I actually got on a WhatsApp call. And what I was sharing with her was that she immediately gets folded into this brand that I've spent 20 years of building.
Yeah.
So there is a huge amount of credibility with being associated with that brand, because I've done, you know, tremendous amount of media, as you know, both television, print, podcasts, social media, all of it. And so they, so then the name is out there. We've also done quite a bit of work with various PGAs across the world. Mm-hmm. So then they get folded right into the brand, which is exciting for them.
So what are the steps that you took at the beginning to become known nationally and now internationally?
So there's a couple stories that I'd like to share. And one, I'll answer that question directly. And then I want to share what I hope will be an inspiring entrepreneurial story.
Okay, great.
So I think I was very lucky because I spent a lot of time and effort building relationships. I feel strongly that business is all built on relationships. Mm-hmm. And I had, and still to this day, have people that believe in the work that I'm doing and believe in my core value, which is to help people.
Yeah.
And so they have helped me along the way. And that's where I got, an introduction to first do some work on the Golf Channel. And that's where I got an introduction to my first Major League Baseball team, well, now 17 years ago. And that's how I get referred out to other elite performance facilities, is based on the relationships that I have. Mm-hmm. So I think for people that might be potentially starting out, it takes a bit of financial investment and time investment. But I think it's really important to go to trade shows that are the umbrella of whatever product it is that you're selling, because you need to meet people. Mm-hmm. I just did two huge trade shows, baseball trade shows. Both I ended up speaking at, but last year I went just to meet people.
Yes, exactly.
And then I got invited to speak because I met the right people. And, in Dallas back in January, I spoke to 4,000 baseball coaches.
Wow. Yeah. So in the PGA show in Orlando, is that another one of those sorts of things?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The PGA show in Orlando, I've spoken there many, many years in a row. And it's just, you need to create a face-to-face connection before direction. And sometimes you can't do it through email.
Yeah.
People can't get a sense of your passion and your purpose and your willingness to help people and what you're really all about for them to get behind you if they don't know who you are. Yeah. And your energy. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Can I share my entrepreneurial story?
Yes. I want to hear it.
So when I first started Yoga for Golfers, I was going to a PGA show, not the big one in Orlando, but a smaller one that was in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And I was going, this is how far back this business went. I was going to create my first product, which was a VHS video.
Yeah, I remember those.
So it was a VHS video. And I was going to go to the PGA show with some flyers to promote this video, which I had not raised the capital to make yet. Because back then, a three-video shoot outdoors with post-production was about $20,000.
Yeah, right.
Now I can shoot it on my phone.
Yeah.
So what happened was I was getting these beautiful four-color brochures that I was going to take to the PGA show to help pre-promote this VHS product that I was going to create. Mm-hmm. And this is way before Vistaprint, Pat. Right. So the print job for like 1500 flyers was $1,500.
Yeah. Wow.
It was a dollar a piece. These beautiful high gloss, four color, two-sided brochures. Uh-huh. Well, as an entrepreneur that had quit my corporate job to follow my passion, my credit cards were completely maxed out. My Equity Home line of credit was maxed out. Mm-hmm. And the printer was coming to the door to hand me these brochures. Now, remember, it was $1,500. Now, my mortgage was due in 2 weeks. And my mortgage was $1,564. Mm-hmm. So when the printer came to the door, I was literally straddling the threshold of 1 foot in the foyer and 1 foot on the other side of the front door with a check in my hand, and he was holding the brochures. And I thought, okay, this is the moment of truth here. And so I gave him the check and I took the brochures and I closed the door and I immediately grabbed my throat and went like, what did I just do? So like all entrepreneurs, I called my mother and I said, I just took this leap of faith But I want to bear witness to this moment because I know that my guiding principle is how I can help other people. And I will help so many people with this program. And what happened was about a week later, I got a check in the mail from the IRS. My accountant had accidentally overpaid my taxes. And the amount of the check was $1,572, which covered my mortgage for that month. And now here we are in 40 countries.
I love the way the universe works when you believe in yourself. That's so awesome.
Believe in yourself. And, but the other part that I want to add is I was also really willing to do the footwork required to make it happen.
Yeah, right.
And I'm, you know, that story represents the leap of faith. But I also want to share something for other entrepreneurs listening is when I've made my greatest mistakes in my business as an entrepreneur is when I have reacted out of fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where I thought, ooh, this person's doing this. Maybe I should go in that direction. Or, you know, maybe having the word yoga in my program is too limiting. Or, and then I start a different, like I go in a different direction as a reaction out of fear. Not out of, you know, planning or maybe learning or, you know, it's kind of like you plant little gardens and you learn from how much those gardens grow. Mm-hmm. What I did was I went and I tried to build a farm and the farm didn't grow. Uh-huh. So I had too much risk in it. And I just want to share that because that's what I found, you know, not just in business, but in life. Like when I react out of fear and what I feel might be, oh no, I better shift gears. It's always been a mistake.
Yes. And so what did you do to take your farm back to a garden to get back?
You know, I just learned from it. I never completely abandoned the businesses, but I was trying something else, but I didn't try it in a very smart way. Mm-hmm. And I think but what it did was it made me more creative. It made me more strategic and then more tactical. And, you know, back to the concept about like connection over direction. One of the things that I did was I was going to create products for a baseball clientele, which is not Major League Baseball, but a different clientele, a more, you know, elite juniors, college, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And before I went to speak to these 4,000 coaches, I thought, you know, I need to create these products. So when I go there, I have something to sell. And then I took a step back and said, I don't know that population well enough yet to know how I can service their needs. Mm-hmm. So what I need to do is not react and, oh no, I better have something to sell them. Let me go, let me learn, let me gather information, let me spend the money on the airfare and the hotel, you know, whatever I need to do. And I learned a lot. And now I feel like I have more clarity around product development that I wouldn't have had if I just reacted out of that fear of, oh, I better throw something on the fan to make sure there's something when they come back to the website.
Yeah, that's so smart. So many entrepreneurs do it in the wrong order. They create their online course. So many people right now are creating online courses. So they create their online course and then nobody signs up because they didn't test it out. They didn't pilot it. They didn't make sure it was what would help people.
Yeah, it's back to that thing around, you know, you can create the greatest website and the greatest program, but if no one knows who you are, there's no credibility there.
Yeah.
Or when I say credibility, I don't mean that person is the individual. I mean, in the industry,
the brand. Yeah.
In the industry for people knowing who they are, mm-hmm. then you're just creating things in a vacuum.
Yeah.
You know, one of the other things that I've learned very clearly is I don't really spend money on advertising. Mm-hmm. What I will do, however, to get my methodologies and my name out there is I will contact, you know, online websites that are relevant to my topic or like this, do a lot of podcasts and be able to, you know, contact those people and say, hey, I'd like to write an article. or I'd like to do a podcast or whatever it is, because everyone's looking for fresh content. New content.
Yeah.
And that's how you get the word out there without spending $5,000 to advertise, which doesn't really get a chance to tell your story.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. So what's your vision for the future?
That's a great question, Pat. Global domination.
Yay. You heard it here first.
You know, I think, of course I'm joking. Well, I'm kind of joking. I'm not really joking. I think always just recreating what I'm doing. You know, every day I learn something new. Mm-hmm. And when I learn something new, then I feel like I have new content to share. You know, I'd like to reach out to more professional sports, expand my horizons into other sports in a very big, meaningful way, not necessarily like an athlete here or an athlete there. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things we didn't talk about is that I have a degree in chain reaction biomechanics. So everything I do is based in biomechanics. Uh-huh. So, you know, and to be able to share that. The other thing is I feel in the yoga and Pilates community, there's a significant need for a deeper level of education on movement. And I'd like to, you know, to be part of that learning process for other yoga instructors and Pilates instructors. And not just to that, but to strength coaches, fitness trainers, because those are all people that come to our programs.
Yes.
Okay. It's not, you know, we've had golf professionals become successfully certified in yoga for golfers who know very little about yoga. And we've had yoga instructors that have never helped golf club get successfully certified.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons why I expanded on the athlete certification, which is also available online, is I wanted to take more of the science of my work and not have it in parentheses of a specific sport, because it's applicable to all sports.
Right.
So that's where the Human Performance for Athlete certification comes in. And that's something I really like to just blow out and get the word out there and, you know, be at different fitness conferences and strength and conditioning conferences and that kind of thing. So that's really where I see it going.
Yeah, that's exciting. So if you were not being the wildly successful woman that you are right now doing all these fabulous things, what would you do?
Well, I can tell you one thing, I would never retire.
You probably won't now, right?
Right. What I would do is I would go into entrepreneurial coaching.
Ah.
And you know, the people that go through both of our certifications, one of the things that excites me is helping them through their business journey of helping them to grow their business. I love the business conversation and growing businesses and helping people and getting into, you know, getting into like the relationships and the strategic partnerships and, you know, and then getting down to some of the tactical things is really, really excites me. And I'm excited by all entrepreneurs. However, I'm very excited about helping female entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, why couldn't you do that at the same time? Do you not have the capacity to? Because it sounds like you already are doing a little bit.
Are you giving me a challenge, Pat? Because I probably,
yeah.
I'm not going to sleep tonight thinking, oh, I need to be an entrepreneurial coach while I'm doing everything else.
Yes. I think we're kindred spirits here. So I am going to challenge you.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. You know what? I'm, and to the listeners, if anyone is inspired by my story or they feel that they are, you know, either interested in, or they know someone interested in the Yoga for Golfers certification or the Human Performance for Athletes certification, or even someone that's an entrepreneur, like I said, that's maybe inspired by this, please reach out to me. I am happy to get on a call and we can talk about it. I obviously don't have, you know, every solution, but I'm always inspired by that. And can I just add one more thing,
though? Yes, absolutely.
Something I think is critical for entrepreneurs is be mindful of what you're not good at and find the people to help you. So I have a director of marketing that I've been working with for about the last 7 years, and I could not survive without her. Mm-hmm. You know, and what she says is, I'm really good at building the relationships and I've got the ideas, and she and I at this point work together in a way that we almost complete each other's sentences. But But she says it's like I'm running and I take the baton and I throw it back to her, and then she's able to execute it, and then we execute it collectively. So I think being mindful about what you're not good at and getting people to be there for you, to help you with that skill set that you're not good at. And the other thing I just want to say is you've got to surround yourself with people that are willing to hold you up when you feel like quitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And back to your first point, I think so many entrepreneurs, when they start, they don't have the capital. And so then they try to do everything themselves, and then they never really get off the mark. So they have to figure out a way, don't you think?
I do. And I think there's a lot of resources out there now, online resources for people that are doing logo design. I just had a friend of mine that just did this fabulous logo design. She hired this guy online. It's a company. They'll do design work, graphic design work, $25.
Yeah.
Fantastic logo.
Yeah.
I think there's lots of resources out there now. The other thing I would suggest is if you are looking to start a business, or you maybe need some help with like graphics or digital media, find your local university and reach out to them. Maybe a professor, maybe they're looking to do your business as a class project.
Yeah.
Or I found a phenomenal guy who was just about to graduate college with a digital media degree. And he ended up doing a lot of work for me, very, very inexpensively, fantastic work, because he was trying to build his resume.
Yeah, right, exactly. You have to be creative about getting the things done that you need done. So, absolutely. Yeah. So what do you do for fun? Do you have time for fun?
What do I do for fun? I mean, you know what? I feel so lucky because I love my work so much that it doesn't feel like a grind. Mm-hmm. You know, the part of what I do that sometimes feels like a grind is the part that I'm not good at, which is the nitty gritty. Get your hands in there, add up the numbers, you know, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But for fun, first of all, I have 3 Newfoundlander dogs.
Okay.
So I have about 525 pounds of dog in my house. So I love, you know, being with my dogs, hiking with them. I obviously love playing golf. I really enjoy paddle boarding in the summers. I have a summer home in Vancouver, Canada, where I live right on the water. So,
nice.
You know, anything outdoors. And yeah, I think really anything outdoors. The other thing I love to do is I love to cook. I'm a foodie. I love to cook and I love to eat.
Yeah. What do you like to cook the best?
I'm really interested in kind of like Asian types of cuisines.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, you know, just that kind of stuff, experimenting with that. I really love to cook. So that's fun. And also I'm a Libra, so I'm all about entertaining.
Yeah.
So
I love Well, good. Fred and I will be there.
Okay, perfect. That's perfect.
Our conversation with Catherine was recorded prior to COVID-19, causing dramatic changes in the world of business. We caught up with her recently to find out how she's pivoted her business since our original conversation. So Catherine, how are things going now?
Well, I mean, essentially what's happened on the baseball side of my business and the golf side of my business, and not just working with the athletes, but also doing my certifications, which have always been available online, but what I'm doing now is I have all of my teams that are basically, I have one team that has 4 sessions a week for the players. What's really great about it is I'm not just getting the players, but I'm getting coaches on the mobility sessions. I'm getting front office staff.
Oh, cool.
And so I think what's happening is through the organization, they're realizing that, you know, that everybody needs this, not just from the physical standpoint, from the training as it relates to the athletes, but from a movement and a breathing and a psychological standpoint, because, you know, people are starting to get depressed.
Yes.
So it's been unbelievably successful. And what's been kind of great is that in the past, I would have limited access after spring training during the season to my players, because I'd have to travel to different cities, you know, maybe for 10 days a month or something like that. So now I'm actually seeing them on a much more consistent basis than I would have if I was having to fly and train them in person. The other thing that's been great about it is I've been training people virtually for years, mm-hmm. but with some of the professional athletes, I think there was a bit of a hesitance how easy and important it is, so that even if there's a baseball season, which I'm not going to be, mm-hmm. I'm still working with my athletes on a more regular basis than I would otherwise. We did that. Our yoga for golfers certification has always been available an online program. People that are already certified on level one said, we would love to do level two. Can we do it over Zoom, do it virtually live? And I said, that's a great idea. So, you know, normally I took the price that we normally charge and I cut it by about 60% to help people out financially.
Yeah.
So now we've got a group of 26 people who are completing level two Zoom's level two certification over Zoom. And so it's just been phenomenal. And the other thing is, you know, it's I'm all about community, right?
Yeah.
And I actually had reached out to everyone back in early April to our Yoga for Golfers teachers, because we're in 40 countries, right? So we're all over the world. Mm-hmm. I said, let's just come together and lay out our mats and do a Yoga for Golfers practice together. And we got people from all over the world that were saying, thank you so much for doing this. I was feeling so isolated, you know, for bringing our community together. They're saying, you know, it's just what I needed today and all of that. You know what? I don't charge for that. I just wanted to do it so that I could bring our community collectively together, kind of throw my arms around everyone.
Yeah.
and you know, and it's worked out and it's working out great.
Good. So when you do the Zoom with your baseball players, are you have the camera on you and you're leading them, and can you see them, what they're doing then on your screen?
I can, but because we have so many at the same time, it's better if their video is turned off. Mm. They basically just watch me.
Yes.
But I'm talking to them as if I'm teaching, you know, I'm giving them all the subtle details as if I'm teaching. But for my one-on-one athletes that I work with, because there's only me and this and them on that screen, then I'm like them to, you know, lift their heel higher or whatever. But it's, you know, it's working very, very well. And the other thing that's great is that because I record the sessions for, let's say, an athlete that's maybe in another country or a different time zone, or they can't make it because they're homeschooling their kids or whatever it might be, they still have access to the content and they still use it. So coaches are loving it, players are loving it, and I'm loving it.
Yeah. And so as we go forward and things start to open up again in the world, will you take some of these things you've been doing now and continue them then?
I believe so. Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah.
And the plan for me is that even though baseball might resume, I'm just using baseball as an example, even though baseball might resume, it's still going to resume, if it does, in a very restricted kind of way in terms of coaches being able to access the athletes, mm-hmm. right? And so, like, I probably will continue to stay here in Vancouver, Canada, training my guys virtually, even if baseball does resume. Mm-hmm. And it's better because, you know, they can do it on their own time. It can be modified to exactly what they need at that time. This whole situation has enabled me to reach more people, and I still believe in a meaningful way.
Yeah.
Than if I had to do something person to person.
Yeah. That is so fabulous. That is really, really great. One thing that I always ask everybody who's on the Sort of Success podcast is, what are three traits that when you see them, like in someone who's coming to be certified with you, or a person that you're working with, even in your own working with them, that when you see these traits, you know that they will soar to success?
I think one of the first things is a willingness to be coachable. And because I think the willingness to be coachable also creates an interactive dialogue between people. That's one thing. The other thing is a true desire to help people. From doing this for all these years, Pat, one of the things that I found is I think that that is somewhat of an innate characteristic. you know, I can teach people the words to say, but the innate characteristic of being able to you know, connect with people and to care for people and not have the process be about themselves, I feel like is something that's like kind of like a God-given experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think really somebody that's willing to put in the hard work. No, I told the story about the brochures that, you know, and so I got the money back and I was able to pay my mortgage, which floated me. But that's also my success. A lot has to do with, I hope, these things that I mentioned, but it's also, I do the footwork. I do the work. I do what needs to be done. And some days I still feel like I can still do more. I think one of the challenges for entrepreneurs is if you're a true entrepreneur in your being, mm-hmm. you live in a job with no boundaries because your mind's always working and you're always thinking. And for me, I'm always excited and I can do this and I'm learning something. And what about that? And I think I've said enough.
Yeah, those are great. Really great. Yeah, great. So what's the best way for people to find out more and reach out?
Well, the first website is Yoga for Golfers. So it's Yoga for F-O-R.
Okay.
Golfers.com, yogaforgolfers.com. The other website is Human Performance for F-O-R, sports.com, Human Performance for sports.com. You can reach out to me through there. No worries. That's great. I always respond. The other thing is I do post a lot of things on social media. So at in Twitter, I'm at Roberts Yoga.
Okay.
On Instagram, it's Human Performance for Sports. However, there's an underscore between each word.
Yeah. Okay.
So Human Performance for Sports with an underscore between each word. And also I'm on LinkedIn. I do a lot on LinkedIn. That's another phenomenal resource.
Yes. It's a great place to start looking for people that you want to get connected
to.
Yes.
So find me on LinkedIn. I've had tremendous success on LinkedIn.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being on the call with me today. It was really fun talking to you. I loved it.
Thank you, Pat. Amazing to be with you.
Yeah. Great.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit soartosuccessmagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.